Page 44, measure number 24-432, Kaiser Fire District, referred by the Kaiser Fire District Board, renewal of five-year tax levy at current rate. Question, shall district impose 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for general operations for 5 years beginning in 2019-2020? This measure renews current local option taxes. Summary, Kaiser Fire District's current local option levy of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value expires June 30, 2019. This measure will renew the current levy for another 5 years at the same rate of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The new levy would start July 1, 2019, after the current levy expires. If adopted, the district will use the tax revenue from this measure to continue to operate the district at its present level of service and continue to improve current operations. The levy would allow the district to provide adequate staffing to respond to fire and medical emergencies and pay for the costs of the district's 911 dispatch services. The first year of this five-year levy will be fiscal year 2019-2020. The proposed rate will raise approximately $1,456,107 in 2019-2020, $1,499,791 in 2020-2021, $1,554,784 in 2021-2022, $1,591,128 in 2023-2024, and $1,638,862 in 2024-2025, for a total of $7,730,675. Explanatory statement. In November 2013, Kaiser Fire District voters approved a five-year local option levy at the rate of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. That levy expires in June 2019. This measure will renew the current levy for another 5 years at the current rate of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The Kaiser Fire District Board of Directors voted unanimously on July 17, 2018, to seek voter approval of this funding measure on the November ballot. The board is asking Kaiser Fire District residents to extend the current five-year local option levy that is expiring. A yes vote would allow funding for the fire district for the next 5 years at its present level of service to improve ambulance staffing and cover the cost of providing 911 communications as required by law. The fire district relies heavily on the use of levy funding to fulfill its mission. The fire district is served by 20 volunteer and 35 and a half career personnel. In 2017, the district had emergency responses totaling 5,419, which represents a 15.7% increase. Of those responses, emergency medical services, or EMS, accounted for over 80% of those responses. Even with the increase in calls, Kaiser Fire District responds to emergency calls in less than 6 minutes, 93% of the time. The remaining responses were for fires, rescues, and calls for assistance. Fire district ambulances and EMS personnel are funded through this local option levy, which voters previously approved in 2008 and in 2013. With increasing costs and increasing call volume, this levy is needed to continue the same level of services to our community. The fire district's permanent tax rate is $1.35 per $1,000 of assessed property valuation. The Board of Directors has determined that revenue received from the permanent tax rate is insufficient to maintain the present level of service for the next 5 years. To fund operations, the district requires the levy funding to meet emergency response needs in our community. Kaiser Fire District is not a part of the city or county. The fire district is a special district, a separate unit of government, similar to a city or county. It was created by a vote of the people in 1948. It is governed by an elected board of directors who are residents of the district. As elected representatives, their responsibility is to represent the interests of district residents by making policy decisions that ensure the highest level of fire services, emergency medical services, and life safety services provided in the most cost-effective manner. The district also has a budget committee made up of the board of directors and five district citizens that make recommendations on district expenditures. Even with approval of this levy, Kaiser Fire District will continue to remain at a lower tax rate for fire and EMS services than neighboring City of Salem or Marion County Fire District. Submitted by Jeff Cowan, Fire Chief, Kaiser Fire District. No arguments were submitted in opposition to measure 24-432. Page 45, argument in favor. Dear Kaiser Fire District, the Kaiser Fire District Board of Directors wishes to thank you for your past support. We are asking again for your support for our emergency services funding. On the ballot is the renewal of our current local option levy at the current rate of 59 cents per thousand. This is not a new tax, but a continuation of the existing levy. Under Oregon law, local option levies must be renewed every 5 years. Kaiser Fire District has approved ambulance services to our fire district since the early 1990s. We finished 2017 with a new record number of 5,419 emergency responses. This is an increase of 15.7%. Of these emergencies, the need for emergency medical services, or EMS personnel, is over 80% of what we do, besides responding to fires, rescues, and calls for assistance. Even with this record year, we arrived at each emergency in less than 6 minutes, 93% of the time. We are only able to do that because of the local option levy. KFD will use the tax revenue from this measure to continue to operate the district at its present level of service and continue to improve current operations. The levy would allow the district to provide staffing in order to respond to fire and medical emergencies and to pay for the cost of district's 911 dispatch services. Kaiser Fire District Board of Directors voted unanimously to seek your support to continue this vital funding to keep Kaiser Fire District as your provider of these services. Please vote yes on November 6, 2018 to support the Kaiser Fire District. Kaiser Fire Board of Directors, President Chet Patterson, Vice President Joe Van Meter, Secretary Greg Ego, Treasurer Betty Hart, Director Ron Christopher. This information furnished by Joseph Van Meter, Friends of Kaiser Fire District, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here on page 45, how did it get so late so soon? Dr. Seuss. The Marion County clerk recommends using one of the drop sites listed on pages 4 and 5 if you are returning your ballot after October 30th.